Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're being tossed around like a rag doll in a hurricane? Like emotions are hijacking your day, leaving you feeling drained and defeated? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world that demands constant hassle, feeds our anxieties, and sometimes just feels downright overwhelming. But what if I told you there's a way to build an inner fortress of resilience, a mental steel cage that keeps those emotional storms at bay? It's not about suppressing your feelings or becoming some emotionless robot, trust me, I love a good laugh and cry, as much as the next person. It's about understanding your emotions, learning to manage them effectively, and ultimately becoming the captain of your own ship instead of letting those stormy seas control you. And guess what? The ancient philosophers, those wise Jews who hung out in Greece centuries ago, had some pretty brilliant insights on this whole emotional resilience thing. They called it Stoicism, and their principles are more relevant than ever in today's world. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build your own emotional fortress. 1. Accept what you can't control. Look, life is going to throw curveballs. It's inevitable. Traffic jams, bad weather, annoying coworkers, you name it. Trying to control everything is like trying to herd cats, ultimately futile and exhausting. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. Instead of getting bogged down by the things outside your sphere of influence, channel the energy into making positive changes within your own life. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how your mind races a mile a minute, jumping from thought to thought like a caffeinated monkey? That's your anxiety whispering sweet nothings in your ear. Stoicism encourages mindfulness, paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or simply appreciating the beauty of a sunrise. By anchoring yourself in the present, you can break free from those anxious thought spirals and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. 3. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, "It's all about perspective"? It's true. Stoicism teaches us to challenge negative thoughts and look for the silver lining in every situation. When you're faced with adversity, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to grow stronger?" This reframing exercise can help you see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. 4. Embrace virtue. Stoicism isn't just about surviving emotional storms, it's about living a life of purpose and meaning. They emphasize cultivating virtues like wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of these virtues as your compass, guiding you towards making ethical decisions and contributing to the world in a positive way. 5. Seek community. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. Stoicism encourages us to connect with others who share our values and goals. Surround yourself with supportive friends, mentors, or like-minded individuals who can offer encouragement, accountability, and a sense of belonging. Let me tell you about a real-life example that illustrates these principles perfectly. Imagine this. You're walking down the street when suddenly, bam, a clumsy pedestrian bumps into you, sending your coffee flying all over your new white shirt. You feel that familiar surge of anger, frustration, and maybe even a little bit of embarrassment. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Instead of letting that anger take control and ruin the rest of your day, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this is something you can't control, and choose to respond with kindness. You apologize to the person who bumped into you, even though it wasn't their fault, and laugh off the situation. You might even see it as an opportunity to break the ice and strike up a conversation with someone new. See? That's emotional resilience in action. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you build your own inner fortress of resilience. Remember, this isn't about becoming emotionless, it's about understanding your emotions, managing them effectively, and choosing to respond to life's challenges with grace, wisdom, and a dash of humor. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on these principles in the comments below. What are some ways you practice emotional resilience in your daily life? Let's keep the conversation going and build each other up one stoic principle at a time. Until next time, keep those emotions in check and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.